And now we have Abigail Robinson. She's a legal activist with the Mutant Legal Collective and chief paralegal at Rankin and Taylor. And she is going to discuss with us the use of LRAD, which is something that probably most people have not had the pleasure, let's say, of hearing about. Good morning. Good morning, Abigail. How are you today?
Good morning, Pam. Thank you for having me. I'm very well.
Thanks so much for joining us. Can you explain what LRAD is, what these sound cannons are?
Sure. The LRAD stands for Long Range Acoustic Device. This is a military-grade weapon that was developed after the 2000 attack on the USS Cole in response to that. So it was originally developed to be a long-range sound system and sound weapon for use on Navy ships. They have since made several different models of varying sizes and have marketed them to local law enforcement agencies. But unlike a regular sound amplifying system, the LRAD actually, they don't just amplify sound. They use piezoelectric transducers to turn energy into sound. So it's actually changing the mechanics of how sound is perceived by people.
So is this kind of like a loudspeaker, basically? I mean, what is this exactly?
It does amplify sound louder than loudspeakers are able to. So it does have the ability to go through buildings, go through cars, and project sound at a much higher rate and actually in a very different way than a regular loudspeaker. And they also come with a warning tone or a deterrent tone function, which is designed to use pain to induce compliance with orders.
Wow. And so now, I mean, you should see our faces here at this. It's like, it's just phenomenal to think. So this is something, this device, which is otherwise known as a sound cannon, basically both amplifies the sound and also changes what the sound wave actually is. And it was originally developed for use at sea, basically, and now it's being used in an urban setting against otherwise peaceful protesters. Is that right?
I'm working with a group of attorneys that are investigating the NYPD's use of the sound weapon function, the warning tone deterrent that was used on protesters in the morning of December 5th. The NYPD maintains that they do not use the warning tone, that they only use it as its loudspeaker capacity, but we have evidence to suggest otherwise.
Interesting.
Well, we've heard about it, this capabilities of enhancing audio sound and capability of going through building. What is the effect that it has on a human being?
That's really unknown because it's a relatively new technology, and we're trying to look into the testing, what testing the NYPD has done to ensure that this is done safely. At this time, the information we have, they conducted tests in an open parking lot in the Bronx in 2010, but how sound functions in an open parking lot versus how it would function where the LRAD was used on 57th and Madison, where there's lots of buildings and people and buses. I think that's two very different things. We're concerned that they don't know the long-term impact. And if this goes through buildings and they're using this in Manhattan, what's to stop it from going through the buildings and impacting people who have nothing to do with the protest or any other action that they've deemed warrants the use of this, which we question even the legality of using it at all.
Have there been any reported injuries from this device?
There are individuals that have gone and gotten medical attention. I can't say more specifically about that at this time.
Wow. Well, really, really interesting. And so I'm just wondering now, if the NYPD has this device, then I'm guessing that other police departments throughout the country may as well? How widespread is this?
The only other time that I know of in the United States where the warning tone was used, it was used in Pittsburgh at the G20 summit in 2009. And that resulted in a $72,000 lawsuit settlement against someone there who was a bystander and not participating in protests, but who suffered hearing damage.
Abigail Robinson, legal activist with Mutant Legal Collective. Do we know anything about the people's complaints as a result of these sound cannons? I mean, it's really intriguing me hearing about this and the effects. I mean, have there been any testing that you know, that you are aware of, on animals or anything like that? Now, I'm not, you know, advocating that being done. I just want to know, has it been done before this had been deployed out in the streets of New York?
Again, I'm not totally sure what all of the testing. There's a couple issues. First of all, the best expert on LRAD works for the LRAD Corporation.
Mm. Of course.
Which makes makes it difficult to know if their assessment is objective. Mm-hmm. The Canadian Civil Liberties Association fought back against their government's use of this, and their website links to a lot of research that they've done on this. But I think it's such a new technology, and without independent assessments of it, it's hard to tell what the long-term effect would be. It definitely goes above what the safe range for hearing. I mean, hearing loss can happen at 90 to 95 decimals, and the LRAD has the ability to go up to 146 decimals.
Wow. So what's being done about this at this point? I mean, it sounds like this is we don't really know about the safety of this device. It sounds like at least in Pittsburgh, someone else has successfully claimed that they were damaged from this kind of device, and the NYPD is denying using this kind of device in spite of there being, you know, video on YouTube, et cetera. What's being done?
As I stated, I'm working with a group of attorneys, Mark Taylor of Rankin and Taylor, Elena Cohen, Maura Melta Cohen, and Gideon Oliver. We're all affiliated with the National Lawyers Guild in New York City. And we're investigating right now the legality of the use and the safety of the LRAD. But I think it taps into a larger conversation of the militarization of police in this country, and, you know, whether it's safe or not, do we want local police departments to have functions and weapons that are designed for military? And the specific LRAD 100 series, of which the NYPD used, is described by the LRAD Corporation as being ideal for soldiers that are parachuting into war zones because it's small enough that they could keep on their back and parachute into a combat zone with this.
Wow.
So I think we need to ask questions of should police forces have military-grade weapons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Well, Abigail Robinson, we appreciate you being on the air with us this morning, giving us some insights into these sound cannons, these LRADs. We appreciate that, and as we go forward, we may, in fact, reach back and ask you to come back on again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Abigail.
Thank you for having me.